This is The Status Bro.
You take a model man and put him in control.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome back to The Status Bro on Talk Radio 1190, also streaming on iHeart.com and the iHeartRadio app. I'm your host, Kevin Eveling, joined as always by Zach the Youngblood Lewis.
Hey.
Our producer, Brett.
Howdy.
Yeah, Brett was like, don't announce me because I'm going to get out of here like in the middle of the show. Zach and I freaked out. We're like, what are you doing, dude? This isn't a two-man show. It doesn't work like that. We're not a – I mean, we're a duo, but, you know, we can't –
Yeah.
We can't run the whole
show
by ourselves.
Yeah.
We need a little bit of backup. So what's going on, gentlemen? You got anything juicy to throw at me? Anything going on in y'all's lives?
No.
No? Nothing?
Long pause and then a no.
I know people tell us sometimes that we emphasize too much on crude topics occasionally and whatnot. Maybe that's true. Maybe there's some validity to that. But I had a bad, kind of a bad poo experience before the show just now.
Oh, yeah?
Well, you know how I hate going in a public place.
Who doesn't?
Well, this time of day, though, I know that the cleaning crew has just come through and cleaned the bathroom, and nobody's here.
And in a way, that's satisfying that it's nice and clean.
It's very satisfying. Yep. I go up, and, like, the seat is up, which means they were just scrubbing it, and, like, there's some foam bubbles in the bowl, and yeah. I'm like, oh, this is great. It's just like home. Even better, because my toilet doesn't look like that on a daily basis.
Sometimes that water is, like, a sweet shade of blue, and you know, like, this is totally my own.
This is fresh.
Yep.
Yeah.
And I get to destroy it.
Yeah, it was kind of like that. But I could tell it wasn't going to be a satisfying output. It was just I needed to real quick because sometimes energy drinks will, like, aggravate my bowels, I guess.
Yeah.
And so I just really need to, like, do a quick evac. So I wanted to do that before the show. I had to pee, too, so it was kind of a two-for-one. So, you know, you guys know how when I do it at home, I flush, like, constantly.
Uh-huh.
Like, as soon as it's evacuated my body, I'm already hitting the lever just so I never have to see it or even know that it's there.
I do the same thing.
Yeah, sure.
Get it rid of it as soon as possible. Like, almost like in Prometheus with the chick trying to remove the alien from the body.
Wow.
It's kind of like that.
It's not quite like that.
No, not quite like that. But so I did, you know, I evacuated or eliminated whatever, but
sure.
I can't flush in there because it's motion censored, and I'm not going to flush while I'm sitting on the toilet because, you know, it's like that, like,
suction.
And yeah, it's going to spray vapor up everywhere, and it's just too disgusting.
It's powered by, like, a jet engine.
Yeah, exactly. So and I don't want to be encompassed in, like, this vaporous cloud of all my waste. So I kind of sit there for a minute, and I'm relaxing. I'm looking at my phone, going over some show notes, and this has happened to me before. I don't know. I think the water in this particular toilet, the water doesn't, it fills up very high in the bowl.
Really?
Yeah. So I've been sitting there for a while, and I guess my beanbag had relaxed quite a little bit.
Uh-oh.
And all of a sudden, I'm sitting there, and I feel like something kind of cold. And I realize that I'm kind of dunking just a slight bit. And I haven't flushed the toilet yet.
Oh, no.
And I peed, and, you know, just in there. So I'm like, oh, God. I'm like, what do I do? This is a nightmare. So, of course, I immediately, like, wipe and stand up and dry everything off. And then I don't pull my pants up, so I unlock the door to the stall, and I walk over to the sink in the bathroom, and I'm like, dude, if anyone walks in right now, they're going to be so freaked out. Like, some dude with his pants, like, at his, they're probably a little bit above my knees, at my thighs. But, like, I grab a couple paper towels, like, just put it under the water, get, like, the auto soap dispenser thing that's, like, zzz, you know, like, squirts out a little bit of soap.
Mm.
Like, get that under there, wet it again, and then, like, kind of wash it off as good as I can, then rinse again with more water just to get all the soap off, and then dry off. And I'm doing all this, like, straight up in the common area with my pants down. I dry off, but I felt much better afterwards. But man, if anybody would have walked in on me, I don't know how I would have recovered from that. I don't know how they would have recovered from that.
No, the Mexican lady would have been like, "Sorry, señor," run off.
I don't. That was racial, Brad. I don't know if we can say that.
Racial.
I
thought we were. I thought this was like a circle of trust, honesty.
No, it is. But people are still listening. We are not the only ones in this room. I promise you.
Well, thank goodness the toilet was clean. Could you imagine if it had been, like, all day use? You would have freaked out.
I would have been more freaked out, but the process, the cleanup would have still been the same.
Regardless, you know, for the next, like, month, maybe even a little longer, if anything happens, if anything looks south down there, any red spots or bumps or anything, you're going to remember this moment.
Well, yeah, of course. Yeah. I mean, I soaked it off really quick. Oh, you know what I should have done also? I should have got a little dab at
hand sanitizer.
Dollop of the hand sanitizer and put that on there. just for safe measure.
Just to kill anything that
we
might
be. We
got some
in the studio. Maybe during the break. No, it's too late.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's already in the boxers. It's a whole thing.
You never had that, though? You never had the ball bag dip into the water?
Not in public.
No. I have.
You've had it at home, though? I've had it at my place, too, because It never happened in my old place in Denton. That was a great toilet. It was really big. It had a deep bowl. But you've seen in my new place, it's a real small little toilet.
Yeah, you're really cramped in there.
Yeah,
it startles you.
I'm a tall guy, but I'm a pretty slender. Like, I'm a small guy, and even for me, I'm like, dude, this toilet's way too small. Yeah. Like, I was potty trained on something larger than this, I think.
You probably were.
So yeah, I've definitely dunked in there once or twice too, but I hate that feeling. It makes me worried that, like, I'm getting old and maybe I'm drooping.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I don't think.
How soon does that start to happen?
I don't know. There's surgeries you can get for that, though, and if it did get to where it was gross, I would absolutely consider that. But it's such a scary elective surgery to let somebody take a knife to your ball bag.
Yeah.
All right, two things. One, yeah, your toilet in your old place was top class, 5-star.
It was great.
It was like an industrial toilet you'd see at a zoo, except it was your own personal use. It was fantastic.
It was great, and it was a huge bathroom, so you didn't have to worry about the smell as much.
Oh, man, and the two doors, that was genius.
Oh, you're right, the two doors. You could pop both doors open when you were done, plus it had a ceiling fan,
Yep.
It was fantastic
for ventilation.
The best.
It was great.
Yeah. Oh, I thought you were going to comment on my current toilet.
I kind of lost my train of thought. I know. I slipped.
I don't know what kind you have at your place, because I never made a duty there.
No,
I've only done, numero uno.
I don't like the low flow toilets. Those are like the worst. You know what I'm talking about?
I kind of like the low ones.
No, because there's not enough. Usually if it's a low flow toilet, it won't go down.
Oh, low flow. I thought you meant like low to the ground.
Oh, yeah. No.
Low hanging.
Like low flow in that there's only like a little, like a droplet of water.
No. I don't like that either.
Yeah.
I don't like the toilets here that are perched, that are high up. I feel like I'm Batman perched up on a gargoyle. Like, I hate that, dude. Like, I'm sitting up high, like about to like pounce on something.
You could pop your knees up and look like a gargoyle.
Yeah, it's like in the Arkham Knight games.
Yeah. That was something you brought to my attention recently. I told you that I'd never done the numero dos in your apartment ever. In your old place or any of them? Yeah.
Oh.
And you thought that was weird.
Well, it is a little weird.
You've never done it in my place.
Well, I always feel if I had to, I would, though. I usually feel comfortable doing it at my friend's place.
I guess.
I don't know, though. Yeah, I mean, I'm not judging you or anything, but I don't think you clean your toilet as much as I do.
See, yeah, you've told me that before.
It doesn't look as spotless as mine.
No. And ever since, every time before you come over, I like make a special note to go into the bathroom and like scrub it down.
You go in with the brush?
Yeah. Everything.
It's funny. I remember Andrew said one time after he dropped one at my place, my old place, Andrew, our former cast member, and he was like, how do you keep your toilet brush so clean? I'm like, what do you mean? He said, every time I have one, it just gets gnarly really quick. And I'm like, I don't know what to tell you, dude. Just don't be gross. Like, use it regularly. Flush. Like, and that's how I clean it off. It's like, I'll flush it and kind of rinse it under the water and like put it back. And I'm like, yeah, just don't be disgusting. I don't know. I don't know how to tell you what.
So he only used it when it was like absolutely necessary.
I think that's what it was. And then didn't know how to properly clean it. So yeah, he's like, yours is still white. And I'm like, well, if yours is brown, then you're gross. I don't know what to tell you.
Yeah, those are never supposed to be a color other than the default factory color.
That's really disgusting. All right, well, we didn't even get to any of your stories or any of that stuff.
I'm okay with that.
You're okay with that?
Yeah. Hey, that reminds me, I got backed into a weird situation today.
All right,
as an associate of ours, you know him and I know him, gonna be doing a walk or a run or like a marathon pretty soon for a charity or a disease to raise awareness. And this person asked me today for like a donation, which is fine. They've asked before, that's fine. But I'm in a low income situation, and every week you and I do this thing called Dollar Beers, which is a lot of fun.
It's one of my favorites.
Dollar Beers is so great. Yeah, and we go get beers, and they're a dollar. And occasionally, this person has been a part of that thing of Dollar Beers, and they said that they may not go this week, but they said, hey, instead of your normal beer money for Dollar Beers, you should just take that and put it towards my run.
And then if you say no, people are like, oh my God, you're not generous. You're not charitable.
Yeah.
You're a bad guy.
I told them, I was like, I hate that you put me in this position. They're like, why? I was like, no, because now I'm the bad guy if I say no. But I don't want to give away my beer money. I need that.
Yeah.
That's important.
It is important.
It is important to me. I set aside that money from everything every week.
It's
so
like,
I can go
if you rely on fear and sanity, the thing you look forward like to get you through a day is, say you want a Baby Ruth from Walgreens. You go in and it's like a buck and they ask you at the counter, would you like to donate a dollar to, to defeat ALS or something. It's like, I only have this $1. Does that make me a bad guy because I'm not using that $1 for this and I'm using it?
And it's usually worse than that. It's usually like, do you want to support hungry children or do you not want to? Like, it makes it
Do you, one guy actually said to me once, he's like, you have enough to buy these cigarettes, but you don't have enough for this. I'm like, dude,
yeah.
Really?
Oh my God.
I'm never coming to this store again.
Why would you say that to me? Yeah. That's, come on. That's not what this is
that
about.
Is incredibly gauche.
Yeah. I didn't. I mean, if I wanted to donate to charity, I'd go out of my way to do it. I'm not saying there's anything wrong with that, but I came in here for a Snickers bar. I came in here for beer. You know, come on. Give me a break.
All right. Well, we're running late on this segment. We got to take a quick break. But when we get back, we still have stories with Zach. Also, we don't usually do this on our show, but I wanted to talk movies a little bit.
All right.
Yeah, there were three specifically I wanted to touch on. Also, I have the rules for proper sexting, things men like to pretend women don't do, and female fantasies you might not know about. We'll be right back after this short break on the Status Bro on Talk Radio 1190.
The Status Bro, guy-centric radio, right here on Talk Radio 1190. Sometimes crude, often juvenile, but always honest. You're listening to The Status Bro, right here on Talk Radio 1190.
And we're back on The Status Bro on Talk Radio 1190, also streaming on iHeart.com and the iHeartRadio app. I am your host, Kevin Ebeling, with Zach the Youngblood Lewis.
Bro Nichiwa.
Our producer, Brett.
Howdy.
And before the break, we were talking a little bit about people who, at work, were suggesting that Zach should take his meager, hard-earned scratch that he cherishes so much, and instead of buying some dollar beers each week, which he needs to unwind, but spend it on some kind of charitable walk thing. I don't know.
Yeah.
Anyway, any of our listeners, if you want to weigh in on this, if you think Zach's being a douche or you think he's totally right about this, let us know, because I'm curious. I think you're in the right. I think that people at work are douches for making you feel bad about it.
See, that's how I feel. I knew you'd feel the same way. Look, I'm not saying there's anything wrong with donating
a
charity.
It's poor taste for them to act like you're out of line.
Yeah, but I'm not going to, like, a club in downtown Dallas and buying booze for everyone. It's dollar beers because that's all I can afford.
You're spending, like, $4 or $5.
Yeah, that's cheaper than actually going and buying it at a store because that's all I can afford.
I would revoke the invitation.
Oh, cool. Yeah, yeah. I'm on there.
Yeah, they should understand.
Cool.
Yeah, no, I agree.
Yeah. I mean, again, I feel bad for saying it that way, but I can't help it. That's how I feel.
You know, if I were around the office more, I would have got hit with the same thing.
Oh, I know.
I absolutely would have.
Yep. You probably still
It kind of made me feel bad. Our one coworker even said, I was talking on the phone with her earlier, and she's like, yeah, I was telling you, I'm like, Kevin's not the most, I don't think Kevin is a charitable guy. I'm like, why would you say that? That's a horrible thing to say. I think she said it to you. I think she told me she said it to you.
Yeah.
Or maybe you said it to her.
No, she's...
In fact, it might have been you.
She said that to me, and I agreed. But that is true. I'm the same way, though.
I mean,
you and I don't drive out to
Saturdays. Being a charitable guy does not relate specifically to charities. You know, you can be a generous guy. Like if someone is in need of help and you offer them money, that is being charitable. It doesn't have to specifically relate to a charity. Do I go out of my way to donate money to charities very often? No, but that doesn't mean I'm not a charitable guy.
Well, no, but what would you say you are if you're not donating to charities? What are you not?
I'm still a charitable guy, though.
Okay, but then what are you?
What do you mean?
Okay, if you're
what
a guy
am I for not donating to charities?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Once you solicit someone...
Not charitable is not necessarily a bad term.
Once you solicit someone for a donation, it shouldn't go beyond that. Like,
there should be no. That's not like a thing you can
negotiate.
Yeah, you can needle your buddies about it work in a friendly manner. It's
inappropriate.
Like, no, it's a little taboo.
No guilt. But maybe I'm wrong. Who knows? Yeah, please.
Anyway, I'll move on a little bit. Zach, you had mentioned one time that a listener said we don't really touch on current pop culture stuff enough, which is true because we are kind of a niche show,
right?
In what we do here, it's the bro show. We highlight bro type stuff dudes to talk about. But movies are something that I do like to talk about a lot. I used to like to see movies a lot when I had time.
Yeah,
but. I'm one of those guys who's really obnoxious who saw a movie that came out like a year ago and is just now saw it and says, oh, I want to talk about it now.
Yeah, you do that.
Well, I finally watched the latest X-Men last night, and that movie was great.
Really?
I thought so.
Days of Future Past?
Yeah.
I remember when I saw it, and you were like, is it good? And I was like, yeah, actually, you'd probably like it. And then sure enough.
It was a really good follow-up to, because I'd actually watched First Class the night before.
Really?
Which kind of put me in the mood. And then when I went home on the other night, I I was like, what should I watch? And then went to HBO Go and saw Future Past and was like, oh, dude, this will be cool. It was sweet.
Is it on there?
Yeah.
I'm going to have to check that out. Yeah, no, it's really a sweet good. Flick. Yeah.
They take some liberties with the source material there. Of I don't want to get too nerdy, but they really do.
It's a great comic book flick.
Yeah. Yeah. But the Sentinels are nothing like they were in the comics.
No. They seem so wimpy now. Before it's they were so huge. Like,
yeah, they're like giant, yeah. Like robotic monster things. Yeah. Yeah.
Now they're just they're sticks and stones.
Yeah, that's not how I would have pictured them being presented in the movie, but it was a good flick. I really enjoyed it.
It was a lot of fun.
I liked how they wiped the slate clean. It just starts fresh. It's like, oh, everybody's here now, and we're all friends.
It's the best way I've ever seen writers be like, how do we undo the past like 5 movies we've made? Oh, we know. Yeah, this.
And you don't know how all of it's going to unfold until literally the final like 90 seconds of the movie. They just wrap it up and explain it, and then it's the end.
With some music over it. Like, oh, yeah, this is the way it is now.
They're back at the school, and everything's sunny and happy, and it's like, boom. But for some reason, I was very satisfied.
Me too.
Yeah, it was good. Yeah. I enjoyed it.
I look forward to whatever's next.
All right, next on my list, this is an actual current one, is Jurassic World, because I read an article where they possibly discard the events that happened in The Lost World and Jurassic Park 3, and if they do that in The Lost World, I think that sucks.
Right. Now, the proof for that is some guy from Yahoo.com that went and actually like saw the set, and that's one of the things he took away from it. I guess
I saw it on Up Rocks, and they presented it like it was a straight-up factual headline.
Right, which is that if that's exactly how the guy who actually, where it came from, said it. He was like, that's the way it is.
But there might be some reason behind it, though, because didn't the second and third one, they didn't really do that well, and people didn't really like them.
I like them.
I like them.
Yeah. I enjoyed
them. The third one is really cheesy, and in the second one, I thought that the fourth act thing they included in there was terrible, but...
Still, they had a couple of the original actors in there. Yeah. Jeff Goldblum in Lost World. Yeah,
you got
Jurassic
Ian Malcolm
3.
In one, and then you have Alan Grant back in another one. Yeah.
I still thought that was cool. Because of that, that was enough for me to like suspend my disbelief and think these are sequels. But now you're saying, oh, they're not legit. Well, I mean, come on.
When you have William H. Macy and Tay Leone playing extremely cheeseball characters, plus a kid in the mix, a really douchey kid, it almost ruins it. But I still enjoy Jurassic Park 3. I think Lost World is way better because it's another Spielberg film. But
there were definitely two
I'm totally
kids
gay
in the
for Spielberg. Like, I think he's just an awesome director. I think he's probably the best director of all time.
He is your favorite director.
Yeah.
I thought
he's not my favorite director.
Your favorite director.
Yeah, I just think Steven Spielberg is the best director of all time. Scorsese is my favorite director of all time.
See, that's a conversation we got into a long time ago. Can something be the best and not your favorite?
Yes.
Yeah.
And you think it
definitely
can.
Absolutely.
What's another example?
Well, I would base this on the fact that Steven Spielberg has the largest number of like A-plus quality films of any director ever.
Probably,
A really long list.
It's got to be up
now, like Martin Scorsese, he's my favorite. I love his style. I love his movies. But, I mean, he does not have the volume of films that Steven Spielberg does.
And they're apples and oranges, really.
Yeah.
And a lot of the films.
I would say, hands down, the Beatles are the greatest band of all time. They are. They did the most for music. Right. They have the most... variety of sound, of everything, most artistic value, all of it. But Led Zeppelin's my favorite band of all time.
Right.
So.
But I think you debatably could make the argument that Zeppelin was, I take it back, the Beatles are better. Just overall, as far as
they just did more. They did more.
They
and they have more, a larger catalog of good tunes.
Yeah. It's the same way you can kind of do the same thing with comedies. Like, I like Fargo and... The Big Lebowski, like those are two of my favorite comedies.
Coen films.
Yeah, they're both Coen films. But
I wouldn't really call Fargo a comedy.
No, for some reason it's placed
a
blacklisted as a comedy. Yeah.
But like, I also like Tommy Boy.
Right.
And I've seen that one like a million times.
And that's a comedy.
Yeah.
I guess you're right.
Yeah, you could say the Coen brothers make better quality comedies, but you know, it's personal preference.
Right.
Absolutely. Okay, one last thing I'm going to touch on in movies, and then we can move on. I like the Batman movies. I thought the Christopher Nolan ones were awesome. I like the Tim Burton ones, too. But what do you guys think of the new Joker? Everybody's all up in arms about it.
I was wondering if we were going to talk about this.
Yeah.
I'm disappointed, but I'm still going to go see it.
Dude, I thought it was so, so lame.
I thought you were going to say cool. I was like, oh,
not cool at all.
I didn't think it was that bad until I started to look and saw like the damage tattoo across the forehead and was like, dude, what is going on here? Yeah. But I'm still going to go see it.
I didn't like the lame cuts on the forearm that are almost like the tally cuts on what's that killer's name from Victor Zsasz from the comics?
Zsasz, that's it.
Yeah, except they say ha ha. I'm like, I don't like that. It's almost a recycled tactic. I don't like that he has a toothy grin tattooed on his arm. Super dumb. Like, if he had a Joker card, like, on his arm, that would even be cooler. But yeah, that was, yeah, I didn't like it at
could
all.
Could you imagine the
I thought it sucked.
Yeah, could you imagine the Joker, like, sitting in a tattoo parlor late at night, like, just casually getting a tattoo?
Yeah, no. No, everybody no. Everybody who saw it and was like, this is gay, I agree. I didn't like it at all.
Yeah, yeah, I don't know how I feel. Of course I'm still going to go see it.
Okay,
so
but do you remember back in the day when there was all that buzz about the new Batman movie and Dark Knight was coming out and Heath Ledger was going to be Joker and they released that first like image of Heath Ledger as the Joker? When you saw that, you probably were like, that's awesome.
Right.
Yeah.
I definitely did.
I'm still interested
that
to
looks
see
pretty
what they
cool.
do with it.
Yeah, also, but why a Suicide Squad movie?
I don't... Who knows?
Why?
Because they're
if
desperate.
If you wanted to throw the Joker into the DC Universe, throw him into Batman versus Superman or
well,
whatever.
Well, he'll probably be worked in there somewhere casually.
Yeah, probably at the end, like a little trace of it, like they did at the end of Batman Begins or something. Who knows?
Yeah, there's going to be little nods throughout that whole movie to, like, old-school characters. I know in the trailer for the Batman v Superman thing, the new one that just came out,
yeah,
there's a bit, like, it's a real quick flash where Batman's, like, standing next to some pillars, and one of the pillars has a bunch of graffiti on it, and one of the graffiti things is, like, the Green Riddler question mark.
Oh, that's kind
of
cool.
Yeah, there's going to be stuff like that.
I actually thought that little trailer thing was cool.
Yeah, it was all right. I still don't know how the movie's going to be. It's like with Batman being like a huge, bulky, like he looks like an old school Batman.
That I kind of like for some reason.
Well, yeah.
That could be cool because it's different. I don't know. I'm open to the experience, but I thought the Zack Snyder's Superman was terrible.
I never saw it.
I thought it was just a big bore. There wasn't a...
Too long.
No entertainment value. Yeah, it was just slow.
Okay, do you think that's because Zack Snyder's Superman just isn't that great, or do you think it's because, in general, Superman just isn't that entertaining?
I think Superman's a
screen.
Terrible superhero.
Oh,
I agree.
He is.
Yeah.
He's
the lamest superhero ever.
I'm glad we all agree
I hate that people... First of all, his costume, Brett, you can agree with this, his costume's gay.
Very.
It is. It's girl.
Very homosexual.
It's just not cool. It's like super bright colors and capes, and it's not cool.
The briefs and the... Yeah,
yep,
the,
terrible. Also, I hate that he can do everything that doesn't make a superhero cool. It's like, what's his power? It's like, oh, everything. It's like, oh, well, how would he break through a bank vault? Oh, well, he'd just rip the door off, he'd burn through it with his laser eyes.
No,
creativity.
What if you shot him? Oh, he's impermeable.
Yeah.
What if you launched a rocket at him? He'd fly away.
He's a six-year-old superhero. If you were arguing with a six-year-old about, like, his imaginary superhero, that's exactly how it would be. You'd be like, okay, well, what if I shoot him with a rocket? Oh, he can fly. Well, what if I light him on fire? Oh, well, he has his ice
what
breath.
If I have a concealed bomb? First of all, he's impermeable, and he has X-ray vision, so he'd see you from a mile away.
Yeah. Well, what's his one weakness? A rock from, like, a bajillion light years away in space. Like, come on.
It's true.
Yeah.
I was talking to somebody about this the other day. They were arguing with me that Cyclops is a sucky superhero. I'm like, he's a good character of the X-Men, but his powers suck. They said, what do you mean? I'm like, Wolverine comes in. He's like, I'm super strength. I never age. I have healing power and metal claws. And Cyclops like, well, I can shoot a laser out of my eye.
Yeah, and I can't control it. I have to wear glasses.
Yeah,
so.
I have to wear glasses. I have some sweet Oakleys.
Yeah, no, it's absolutely absurd.
Yeah.
In fact, a lot of the X-Men don't stand that well on their own, but that's why they work as a team. That's the whole thing.
Wolverine is pretty much a one-man wrecking ball. Magneto as well.
Yeah.
When it comes to enemies.
Absolutely.
Dude, we've got off on a very nerdy tangent this week.
I know, we got to get back on track.
Yeah. No, I'm not that worried about it.
All right, well, if you're not concerned.
Well, we got to take a break. We're just about out of time.
Really?
I know, and we still haven't even got to Zach's stories. So if we finally manage to get to Zach's stories when we get back, we also have rules for sexting, things men like to pretend women don't do, and female fantasies you might not know about. Coming up right after this break, you're listening to The Status Pro on Talk Radio 1190. Drop the verse.
It's going down, fade to Black Street. The homies got at me, collab creations.
Remember, like there's Ashley, no business like down, bro slouch. Business. The Status Bro on Talk Radio 1190. Listening to The Status Bro, right here on Talk Radio 1190.
You wanna know what to say to narcissists? Better watch yourself. You wanna know what to say?
And we're back on The Status Bro on Talk Radio 1190, also streaming on iHeart.com and the iHeartRadio app. I'm your host, Kevin Ebeling. Let's get right back into it. Before the break, we got into a little bit of a nerdy convo about, I don't know, what was it, Zach? What were we talking about? Jurassic Park or...
Superman?
Oh, that's right. Batman and Superman.
Yeah.
Everything DC is doing is wrong. That's what we know.
I guess so.
Honestly, I would have been happy if they made the Christopher Nolan Batman trilogy and then they just called it quits for Batman.
Yeah,
me fine.
Too.
That's good. Batman was good.
Give him like 10 years and then do it. Yeah.
Maybe.
I don't know. They turn it around way too fast. You know, it's funny, back in the day in the comics, like, Marvel was the one that was outlandish and ridiculous. DC was more realistic than anything else. But nowadays, when it comes to movies, somehow Marvel makes sense. You're like, oh, a guy's slinging webs in New York. That makes sense. That's not that weird. But, like, Superman flying the air, like, no, dude, that's absurd.
Okay, well, Spider-Man is always more absurd, where the heroes in, say, the Avengers crew are more It makes more sense. Like, Iron Man is a self-made hero. It's somewhat possible that some guy could do that.
I guess.
Hulk was a scientist who created something, a super weapon, that the government does do that kind of stuff. That could maybe happen.
Yeah, but the Superman's an alien.
Thor's a god from another planet, so that could happen.
Oh, come on.
Captain America's a super soldier experimental weapon. All that stuff could happen more likely than a guy being bit by a radioactive spider, and all of a sudden he can sling through the city on his hands.
Thor and Superman are basically the same superhero. Except Superman ended up here as a kid and didn't have a home planet to go back to.
Well, I always thought Thor sucked.
Yeah, he was no good, huh?
No. He's by far the lamest of the Avengers.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I'd say Black Widow's
lamest. Why don't we talk about your fart?
All right, yeah. This happened earlier today. I sent it to you. You only heard it just once now, and you said we're going to play it on the air. So, yeah, let's hear it.
Yeah, it was pretty good. Hold on. It's been a while since I did the board hold on. Anyway, yeah, let me explain to our audience just a little bit. Sometimes Zach, when he's bored at the station, will record his farts on a phone, and I have a stockpile of these. And there's some that are really, really epic. The ones that I have a folder of ones that I've sent to myself that were really, really good, but you played one for me during the break that was astounding. And I think we should play it to our listeners because it's time to get back to basics. They may be saying, hey, you guys have, you know, we've got a little far off our path this week. So, yeah, let's get back to basics. Here we go.
Are you just sitting?
That one's not that good.
You don't think?
No, I've heard some way better ones from you, dude.
You have some classics on there.
Yeah, let me go back because I don't think we've ever really done those on the air.
I pulled up a couple. Yeah, there's been some times that I've had some real crushers.
You've had some doozies. Let me go through my inventory.
Some
here.
Real contenders. Now, I stand by. I'm never going to be as good as John. Your brother has some amazing talent as far as that's concerned.
I got some of John's in here, too, if you want.
You do, yeah.
This is one from recently my brother ripped when he and my parents were staying in a hotel room together. I guess it woke up my dad.
Sorry. There's a fart.
Really?
Sorry.
That was pretty good. I mean, a little bit of that was, not terrestrial appropriate. But, John is a good contender, man. I would love to see you guys square off sometime when it comes to farts.
I still think he'd beat me. It's funny because I always have to do it in, like, a private room, especially at work because the rooms are soundproof.
I can just picture you sitting in the room, like, making sure no one's coming.
And yeah, exactly. Like, I close the door and, like, turn off the music and everything. John will be in a room with anyone and do it.
I don't know, dude. I'm pretty sure I've walked in at work and caught you and not the most
cautious. Yeah, but you're different. I send them to you. Of course you're cool with it.
Yeah. That's true. Hold on. Let me find one of Zach's again so we can compare since we just did one of John's. So here's one you sent me not that long ago. I don't know how good it is, but let's give it a listen and see what it has going.
The duration is what is impressive to me.
Yeah, Zach can go a long time.
But those are rare. Yeah, those are, come on. And that's something I've been working on for a while. When I first started, they were quick numbers.
All right, let's try this one.
All right.
Dude, it's deep. Nice crescendo there at the end.
Wow.
Was that me?
Not bad, dude.
Oh, excuse me.
All right. But just because you got the duration going, should I play one for Brett from John that has some serious duration?
Please do, yeah. I think John still has me beat on the line.
This is my brother's crowning moment right here, Brett. Tell us what you think. Tell us what you think of this one.
It sounds like an old lady dying of something. Like,
yeah, dude. That one is great. That is the one to beat, and I think it will be for some time. But
that's like a 90s comedy movie fart. Yeah, it really is. It's the kind of thing, like, it would be, it's long enough where you could see the person doing it, you could see the person's reaction who's watching it, and then, like, cut back to the other.
That's not real. That's like out of a National Lampoon's or something.
Yeah, there's no way that's legit.
That's so not legit.
No, that will always destroy me, the fact that that happened.
No, I agree. Now that I've played our audience a bunch of your farts, what do you have for news, Zach?
Yeah, sure. A British man in Florida was arrested at Orlando's Hard Rock Hotel after being caught urinating in an ice machine while intoxicated.
Gross, but I could see where that could happen.
Mm-hmm. How do you mean?
A lame white
okay,
trash
say,
hotel.
Okay, say you're in a hotel room with a couple of guys or a dude and chick or a couple of whatever. You're partying in a hotel room.
Okay.
You got to piss really bad. But maybe somebody went into the bathroom and dropped a deuce. There's only one toilet in a hotel.
Yeah.
Now, at a party, maybe you could find somewhere else, or maybe you could go in with one of your bros while he uses the toilet, uses the sink. Who knows what's the situation is. Either way, you're super hammered. You can't take a piss in the actual bathroom, so you walk out. You go stumbling around. You find the best thing on the floor, closest proximity. I mean, what I would do, I think even if I was totally pissed drunk, is walk outside and pee in the grass or something like that. But still, walking that, the ice machine looks like a...
No, it doesn't.
Yes, look... An ice machine is similar to a beverage fountain, you know, where you refill your drink at a restaurant.
Okay.
You know, there's like a spill tray underneath, like just to collect stuff. So you could technically just piss right into that, and that's meant to collect extra liquid anyway. Why not?
You know, in a weird way, that makes sense. You know, my logic was, going to say, you shouldn't have gone for the ice machine, but in every vending machine room on a hotel floor, there's always the ice machine, there's like a vending machine or two, that's what it is.
Yeah.
In every one of those rooms, because it could be a hazard for to have an ice machine there, if it were to flood, there's always a drain on the floor.
Right.
Yeah, that's true. So just aim
why didn't he go for the drain?
Drain?
Yeah,
no,
that's
you're
exactly
right.
What I was.
But
thinking.
Obviously, this guy wasn't a soundest mind. That's true.
The Orlando Hard Rock Hotel. What a shame. It's probably a pretty sweet hotel.
Ugh.
Yeah.
Oh man, it's not going down right. Anyway, was this the only instance of that?
I think
one guy.
There was another guy like a week later.
That's enough to make the news.
There was another guy.
Yeah,
week.
I thought it was like a major influx of people pissing in the.
Okay, major. It was two people within a week at different hotels. And
that is pretty good.
I think that what happened was the guy in the second incident heard about this thing, and when he was hammered, thought.
Oh,
that's not a bad idea.
What I'm doing.
Yeah.
That's totally what I'm doing.
Considering what your logic just was, I think if I was at a hotel and I was hammered, I might do the same thing.
Well, considering that I was able to stand in the men's room for 3 straight minutes washing down my scrot without anybody walking in, the odds that I can take a pee in the ice machine late at night when I'm drunk without anybody seeing are pretty good. All so right. I can see where that guy's logic played out.
Men's room's a little different, but I guess you're right.
No, you're right. You're right. Men's room's a little different, but still.
All right. So
late at night, hotels a lot of times are ghost towns.
I get it. I just at the same time, like, man, you.
Oh, of course,
you were
it's
really
grotesque.
Reaching.
Like, no, I agree. The guy's a total douche. No question there.
All right,
I'm not a fan of this guy. Don't get me wrong. I'm just saying I can understand. I've been hammered enough where maybe, I never peed in an ice machine. That's all I gotta say.
No, I love drunk stories on the internet, though.
Yeah, I love those too.
Yep. When you hear about somebody who did something so stupid in some weird, twisted way, you're like, if I was hammered, yep, I'd have done the same.
Yeah, because you can
get a lot of those. We all can.
You do have a lot of those.
Oh
man, I got some. A lot of them aren't terrestrial friendly, but I have a ton.
You got anything come to mind?
I
can let you sit down. I can do another story.
Yeah, I got one, but I'm not going to talk about it. We've already discussed it on the show before.
All right.
Were you thinking of the time that Andrew drank pee?
No, but that's a good one. Have we talked about it on the show? But Andrew,
we've
was
talked
here.
About it on the show. Yeah. What he was there, I think he probably brought it up because he's still butthurt about it.
Yeah, well,
rightly so. It's so bad, dude. It's
in his defense,
so
I get exactly why he would be.
Yeah, no, I don't want to talk about that again.
All right.
What else you got? We're gonna go to break in a minute.
All right, an anonymous activist, also in Britain, gets potholes fixed by drawing giant wangs around him.
That's awesome.
Yeah. It's a guy who, there's a bunch of potholes over there in Manchester, I think is where it is. And
Manchester where?
The UK.
Oh.
Yeah. Manchester, England.
England.
Whatever.
I wish I knew.
I used to live near Manchester, New Hampshire, but I don't think that's what you're talking about.
No. The guy, there's a lot of potholes around the area. He wanted to do something about it, and he tried going to his local, wherever, and no luck. So what he started doing is graffitiing giant,
Wang
members, around the potholes.
Mm-hmm. I commend that.
Yeah,
I do too.
Yeah, it's not spray paint. It's like chalk.
Is this guy probably not going about it the right way? Yes. But is he clever? Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. And it's funny because you would think that the local government over there would just like rinse it off. It's chalk. It's not spray paint. He wants to clarify, like, I'm not doing this to like damage anything. I'm just bringing attention to these problems.
Yeah.
Almost every bottle he's done it on has been fixed. Well, yeah, it totally works.
Maybe we should
the
start
efficacy
doing that
is
here.
Absolutely not. Yeah, you cannot deny that. It is effective.
But if we started doing that here, like every road in Dallas would have a wing on it, you know.
Dallas isn't that bad for potholes compared to New England places like that.
Oh, London town.
It gets a little rough, but no,
I mean,
you're
even
right.
Within the confines of the United States, they're not that bad.
Still, I think the world would be a much better place if we had that on the streets.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
Zach, do you have more to come back with after the break, or is that it?
I got like one more. But
tease it, and let me tease mine, because we only have one last segment. The show's gone by really fast. Go ahead, man. Let us know what you got after this.
Bud Light puts no back in its vocabulary after idiotic slogan trashed.
All right.
Yeah.
I also still have rules for sexting, things men like to pretend women don't do, and female fantasies you probably do not know about. We'll be right back after this quick break on the Status Bro on Talk Radio 1190.
Can't make your soul laugh, but doing that, you break out in tears.
Keep the party going after the show with exclusive content available only at facebook.com/thestatusbroshow. Sometimes crude, often juvenile, but always honest. You're listening to The Status Bro, right here on Talk Radio 1190.
All the small things, true care, truth brings, I'll take.
And we're back on The Status Bro on Talk Radio 1190, also streaming on iHeart.com and the iHeartRadio app. I'm your host, Kevin Ebeling, with Zach the Youngblood Lewis.
Hey.
Our producer, Brett.
Addy.
He's been doing a good job. He's filling in for our former cast member that we fired on the spot, kind of.
What was that guy's name?
I don't remember.
Who?
Yeah. Good.
I feel like when we do this, people think we're being really mean when we're not.
Oh, of course. Yeah. No, we're the bad guys.
Yeah.
I'm okay with that, though, because that guy sucks.
This guy was throwing us at the wolves for weeks.
Yeah. No.
Hanging us out to dry. So we did a little spring cleaning.
Yeah, we were getting blood from a stone for a very long time,
Yeah, absolutely. We did what had to be done. You know what? It was long overdue.
It's true.
He even said that.
Mm-hmm. He did, yeah.
That almost made me even more mad about it. Like, oh, I wanted to quit for a long time. I just didn't do it. Like, oh, great. Thanks for dragging on my show because you...
He probably just said that because he knew it would make you angry.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah. He was good at that.
Yeah, well...
He was pretty good at making both of us angry.
Yeah, he was.
What are you going to do?
Yeah.
All right, before I get into some of the stuff I had, Zach, I think you have one last news story for us. This might be the first time ever in Status Bro history that you had to carry a news story over into the fourth segment. Have we ever been doing news in the fourth segment?
Yeah, how did we get here? There was some comic talk, and here we are.
The first segment, I had a bathroom story, and then we were talking about movies a little bit, and
yeah,
then we played some of your farts, and
people are going to think we really are. People are going to think we really don't do anything.
Brett likes the farts.
Yeah.
People are going to think we don't do anything to prepare for the show.
Dude, I barely even scratched the surface on those bad boys.
Well, you could shelve them, right? They'll still be good next week.
Will they?
I think so. I like to think the things you bring up are timeless.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, you're probably right. We'll put a pin in it. We'll play it next week.
All right.
All right, anyway, let's move on.
All right. So you guys know that Bud Light has had this big campaign, the hashtag up for whatever thing?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's been getting them in a lot of trouble. Recently, they had some kind of quote or something that they printed on a bottle that went south. Mm-hmm. And then they did it again, actually. They had a comment that just, I don't know, it didn't strike right with people. A lot of people got upset.
What was the comment?
The perfect beer for removing no from your vocabulary for the night. Hashtag up for whatever.
Is that like a no means no kind of...
They were implying that kind of played into the controversy over the rapes that are happening on college campuses.
I think so.
And how, you know, Bud Light is making fun of the...
I'm sorry, I was distracted. All I can think about is this.
That's the sound I hear when I hear someone complaining about the Bud Light slogan.
Yeah.
All right, maybe it wasn't that good of a bit. All right, I'll dump out of it. Was that your brother?
No, that was you,
really?
Man.
Wow.
You don't
I should
even,
keep track
I don't think
of
you realized how many of these you said. Yeah.
Masterpieces. It's like deep, rich.
Dude, I like the audio on this one. You can tell
it's
it was totally in the bathroom, like, because the echo. I didn't care at all about the Bud Light story. I was just trying to play these farts.
Yeah, you're just waiting.
I wasn't paying attention at all.
No. All right, well, that's fine.
All right. I don't know. Anyway, tell me what the actual story was about.
I was telling you what it was about.
You started over. I wasn't paying attention. I was worried about the flatulence.
All right, sure. Yeah, Bud Light puts no back in its vocal.
Sorry.
Is that where we are now?
No.
So this is how far we've come?
No, it was just a joke. Come
on. All right. So Bud Light prints.
You need to get some Beano in here.
You know what? Why don't we go to what you have? All right, now I'll play some farts on the air. How about that?
Well, you want to go to what I have?
Yeah, what do you got? That wasn't me.
Yeah. Dad loves it.
Did he say
that's
dad loves
disgusting.
It?
Seriously. That's really disgusting. There's something wrong with you.
Yeah, that came from John.
That was John, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, your brother is a... he's awesome.
Yeah, no, that was a great one.
Yeah.
Each one has a different voice.
Yeah.
You think that's funny.
Dad loves it.
That's disgusting. Seriously. That's really disgusting. There's something wrong with you.
Or something very right with John. That's all I know.
Who is that in the
That's
background?
Funny stuff. My mom and dad.
Oh, yeah.
They're all staying in a hotel room together. I sent John some of your farts, and I guess he got jealous and felt the need to record some of his own.
Mr. and Mrs. Ebeling?
Yeah, that's
what
right.
What did John say about my accomplishments?
He obviously was impressed. He felt threatened.
Well, that's good.
By your presence. Yeah.
Like I said, okay, those
you're
are
a contender.
Those are like once every 2 months or something. John cranks them out like that. It's nuts.
That's true. All right, I'm done messing around. Tell me the actual Bud Light thing. I promise I'm done.
All right. Bud Light prints on the side of a bottle the perfect beer for removing no from your vocabulary from the night. The word no. All right.
Okay, so like any kind of resistance a woman may have had to...
Yeah, that's where the trouble comes in.
I think that's totally.
It's supposed to be up for whatever. Like,
yeah,
oh yeah,
no,
do you want to go?
No.
You want to go to this bar or something?
Anymore.
Look, I can see where this could go either way. Where they probably may not have realized that you could take it that way, but once you realize that you can take it that way, it's bad. You go ahead and get rid of it.
But they had to have known. They had to have known when they printed out of the bottle that might happen.
Who knows?
Yeah, who knows?
I don't know. Either way, steer clear of anything that could pertain to sexual assault as a general.
Yeah,
but does it
safe
even
measure.
Mention that? Like, it could to me. I read it and I think, you know, less likely to say no could mean anything to, you know, no to staying in or going out.
Right. Well, that's what it's supposed to mean.
Yeah.
Right. But
all right. Well, let me jump into something I have real quick because we don't have a lot of time left in our final segment here. So I want to do things men like to pretend women don't do. Now, Brett, this could go the same way with guys. I don't know. But this is absolutely true. What do you think number one is on the list?
Things like men like to pretend women don't do?
Yeah, you still want to think about
it. Probably something to do with going to the bathroom and or farting.
Farts is number one.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't ever want to think about a girl farting.
No.
I don't ever want to be comfortable enough with a girl that she'll fart in front of me.
Right.
And that goes both ways. I won't do it either. If you don't do it, I won't do it. And I say, that's fine.
That's the relationship you establish with everyone.
It should be that way.
Well, Zach, you'll fart in front of your girlfriend?
Yeah.
Really?
I don't like it, but I do it. Yeah.
Well, I mean, what about in the morning? That's when I always have the best. In the morning, will you feel free to just pull, like, lift up the covers? That's what I do always when I have one. Like, I don't like to rip it under the covers. I like to, like, lift the covers over my cheeks, like, to make sure it's in the clear and rip. But, I mean, in the morning, if you feel you need to blast one off, will you do that with your girlfriend in the room?
No. I will go out of my way to try to mask it. I'll wait till she's up and like going to the bathroom or she's in the kitchen or something. Right. And I'll like be in my room and I'll like sit on the bed real quick, pop one off into the mattress and then stand up and it's fine. Yeah. Real quick, muffles the sound, problem solved. The reason it got started with me is because my girlfriend told me that I do that in my sleep a lot, apparently. That's it. That's the end of it. I was like, well, I can't hide this. Like, I already do it, and I can't. Yeah, so it's already happening.
And see, because you said that, I think I'm so paranoid and meticulous about closing off my sphincter when it comes to ripping in front of people. I think that's why I don't do it in my sleep. The people who are more comfortable doing it out in the open are those who will do end up doing it in their sleep. I think your day-to-day habits reflect what you do in your sleep.
Oh, dude, I'll bet you're as tight as a drum.
I don't. I've never had a girl tell me that. And yeah. I'm always like, be honest.
Right. And but honestly, do you think they're really honest?
Yeah.
You do?
Yeah, especially Ashlyn, because she would come to me clean afterwards. Once we were broken up, that was not the cleanest break. So I know she would tell
it's
me the
a
truth.
Double-edged
I believe
sword.
We called her on air once to ask her if throughout the time we were together if I ever
it's true.
Ripped in my sleep.
Five
or anything.
Years and she said on
I've
the air.
I've never
no.
heard him
not
yeah.
a single
yeah.
time, huh?
Never yeah. once.
Never once.
How did you get away with that for 5 years? A lot of premeditation, it's gotta be.
I guess. I don't know.
Yeah. Because you had to have done it when she was there. You just, well, you do like what I did.
Well,
yeah.
Well, I mean, there's a lot of times where you'll luck out and maybe like you just had a big dinner and you go home and you can go in the bathroom and you get one of those where it's like, like, you know what I mean? Like, that's the bed.
Yeah. Yeah.
It'd be like,
yeah.
And then you're like, yes. Totally quiet.
I've recorded a bunch of those, but you'll never hear them because they're audio-less.
There'll also be those ones where your stomach is totally bloated and you go just to eke out like the tiniest little bit, trying to make it quiet, and it's like, and then you're immediately like, okay, wow, like, that's not going to work.
Cut it
that's
off.
Not going to work.
Yeah, yep, cut it off at the pass.
I'm not going to be able to, yeah.
Yep, nope, this
I
is
cannot
no good.
Expel this right now.
I have to get over it.
It's there to stay. Yeah, I have to get over it.
Do you ever
precisely.
Go for that? You used to live in a third floor apartment. You ever go roll out to the balcony and...
No, because I don't want my neighbors to hear that. I don't want to be the guy known as the dude who goes on his balcony to fart.
Wow.
Okay.
You're incredibly courteous.
What would you say is number the second one on things you like to pretend girls don't do? The next one's obvious as well. Farting and
numero dos.
Numero dos.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Oh, I totally like to pretend that.
You know what happens.
I don't
though.
Think during the time we've been together, Crystal's ever hit a number two in my place.
It works both
yeah, me
ways.
Neither.
It works that way in gay relationships too. By
I
the
believe
way.
That.
Does it really?
Yeah, it's the same exact thing. The same dynamic
sense.
Goes
yeah.
on.
That makes sense to me.
You don't want to know that that's happening. You just
no.
You
number
just...
three, not as obvious. You probably wouldn't guess this. I mean, things that you don't like, but it's totally true. Things that women do, you like to pretend they don't do. Scratch.
Scratch.
Ooh,
your
yeah.
region.
Really?
Oh, come on! You know you scratch yours all the time.
Yeah, but I like to think I'm pretty secretive about it.
Yeah, but did you ever think that you both do that?
No.
Yeah, I didn't either.
I didn't think they did
Girls
that.
Girls have to scratch the craw the same way guys have to scratch the crank.
I don't know how I feel. Not the same way.
They don't have to adjust things. Like
things will itch where like they just go to itch, I think. It makes sense to me.
You think?
Yeah, they just don't want to do it.
I don't know. I don't know how I feel about that.
This
maybe
one's not
right.
surprising, but yeah, I still pretend the girls don't do it. Skip a day of shaving.
That does, yeah, of course that happens.
I mean, I think the face is the equivalent of a woman's legs, right?
Probably.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But a guy neglecting to shave his face isn't nearly as gross as a woman neglecting to shave her legs.
No.
After a couple of days, that's going to be gross. Where, you know, a guy doing it for a couple of days can be sexy. Who knows?
Yeah, that's one thing we don't really have to worry about.
That could work in your favor. Next one. Talk about their man's endowment.
That
in public?
That doesn't. I mean, I don't. I never.
Actually, yeah, that probably does.
I never
happen.
Had any misconception about that. I assumed all girls did that. That's what they tell them.
Oh, that never bothered me.
Have foot odor. Of course they do.
Yeah, but it's not.
I don't
bad.
Know that I'm ever direct. Yeah,
it's not.
It's not
like a dude.
No,
yeah.
It's not like a dude. Never like a dude.
Yeah.
Not even close.
Yeah.
Wear the same bra day after day. A lot of chicks do this.
I'm sure that happens.
But in a lot of ways, it's the same as wearing the same underwear day after day, and I don't do that.
I think it's a little different, but yeah, you're probably right.
I think it's kind of a gross thing that chicks do, that they like to pretend they don't.
I don't know. To me, I almost look at it as like wearing the same undershirt twice. Not as the same underwear. It's a little different. It's the broad side of your chest. I don't know.
Yeah, that's true, because I may wear a shirt once or more than once before I throw it in the laundry.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Pick it up, smell it, sound. Yeah.
No doubt.
Really?
Yeah. Already, man. That's it for this week. That's all we got. All
right.
I got carried away. I got carried away with you and John's farts.
Who wouldn't?
It was funny stuff.
It was. It was golden. Well, I'm
packing up my game and I'm all right. We got to pack it in for this week. I'm your host, Kevin Edling, with Zach the Umbo Lewis.
Thanks.
Our producer, Brett. Thanks again for filling in the hot seat this week.
Happy to do it.
You can hear me tomorrow night on 97.1 The Eagle from 7 to midnight. Until then, we'll see you guys next week on the Status Bro on Talk Radio 1190. Drink with the stars, get thrown in the mix and tossed out of bars. Sip the Tijuana, I want to roam, find old town, telling fools to come back home. Start an escort service for all the right reasons and set up shop at the top of Four Seasons. Find us on Facebook, Twitter, or visit our website at thestatusbro.strikingly.com. This is The Status Bro.